Please stand as you are comfortable for the gospel reading for today. The reading is taken from Luke 1, verses 39 to 45. Mary visits Elizabeth. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." This is the gospel of Christ.
Glory to you, O Christ. Amen.
You may be seated now.
What sparks joy in your life? Especially in this season of Advent and Christmas. Some people experience joy in decorating the house or setting up a Christmas tree. Some people find joy in shopping for Christmas gifts for their loved ones. For them, it's never too early to shop for Christmas. Of course, people also love to receive Christmas gifts and they feel that they are loved. Yes, it's the joy of giving and receiving love. Some people get so excited to get together with their family, relatives, and friends during this holiday season. Some people become so happy when getting invited to Christmas parties that they've been waiting for. Some people become so excited when their favorite sports teams are winning. Some people might discover joy in traveling, playing holiday games, eating delicious food, watching uplifting movies, and many more seasonal activities, or maybe taking a lot of rest while doing nothing. Yes, being joyful, cheerful, and delightful is always awesome and wonderful. But the true Advent and Christmas joy, it's so much more than any of these things. Don't get me wrong, though. I'm not saying that you should not find joy in these kinds of activities, expectations, or fun. You must and deserve to enjoy all these excitement, parties, and gifts. However, really, and truly, what sparks you the true Advent and Christmas joy in your life? I'm confident that your true Advent and Christmas joy comes from God. God's greatest gift is Christ Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. Yes, we sing, O come, Emmanuel, in this season of Advent and Christmas. Christmas joy is indeed everywhere. This morning, I'd like to share with you just one insight from the case of John the Baptist, who is the messenger and the witness of Emmanuel. This case, based on the Luke's gospel this morning, is interesting because baby John is not even born yet. One day, Mary visits Elizabeth. When Elizabeth is around 7 months pregnant with John, Mary is about 1 month pregnant with Jesus. And Elizabeth describes one of her amazing experiences. Verse 44, "For as soon as I heard the sound of your," Mary's, "greeting, the child in my womb leapt for joy." Most of you already know the story of John the Baptist's life. As you know, from our human perspective, the ending of John the Baptist's later life is not a happy one. Yes, we are so sad that he is gone too soon. However, being the very last prophet of the Old Testament, John, even in his mother's womb, leapt for joy for the coming Messiah, Jesus. Amazingly, it is apparent that the fetus, John, is able to recognize the presence of another fetus, Jesus, still in Mary's womb through the greeting voice of Mary. Wow, how could this be? Maybe this seven-month-old fetus, John's character and personality, seemed to be very active, energetic, extra sensitive, and even hyperactive. This baby to be born, John's leaping for joy, I believe, teaches us something important, especially on this third Sunday of Advent, the Sunday of joy. Think about any baby to be born, or any infant, even any toddler. They are in an incomplete state of helplessness. During the 9 months of pregnancy in their mother's womb, they cannot do anything. They are simply feeding in the water. They keep growing in the womb, being developed gradually until they are fully ready to be born. They cannot talk, scream, or communicate at all. They are weak, vulnerable, defenseless, and totally relying on mother's health and strength. They are limited, confined, and helpless. They cannot do anything in the mother's womb, maybe except for moving and kicking. Yes, this baby John is leaping for joy. Why? Because of Jesus, who is still in Mary's womb. Amazingly, John is expressing his ultimate joy even in his unlikely and unexpected situation. Yes, joy, especially Christmas joy, stands out. We have Advent candles, 3 purple candles and 1 pink candle. Thanks to the family for lighting the candle. Actually, this is a color rose, which traditionally symbolizes joyfulness. Joy is more than some internal feeling you keep inside of your heart. It's got to be shown not only in your heart, but also in your whole being. It's got to be shared with others. It's got to be celebrated with the whole world. It's joy to the world. Yes, Jesus is your joy and our joy and joy to the whole world. Jesus himself is the true Christmas joy. My sisters and brothers in Christ, just as John the Baptist, the baptizer, who is leaping for joy even in his mother's womb, we can live for joy despite our circumstances. No matter how hard and rough your life has been, No matter how heavy your burden and anxieties you've been carrying all along, no matter how desperate your problems and troubles you've been struggling with, no matter how sorrowful or devastating your circumstances you've been experiencing, no matter how challenging, limited, and confined you've been feeling in your life, no matter how lonely or how depressing you have been, live for joy. Live for Jesus. Live for your new life in Christ. See, in this sense, you have no excuse for not to be joyful. Psalmist reminds us of this joy in Psalm 30. Weeping may linger for the night, but joy comes with the morning. Yes, joy comes with the morning. Phrase reminds me of Jesus as the bright morning star. The epilogue and benediction from the book of Revelation includes an encouraging word of Jesus. He said, "It is I, Jesus, who sent my angel to you with this testimony for the churches. I am the root and the descendant of David, the bright morning star." My friends in Christ, may Jesus, the most shining star in Bethlehem and the bright morning star, guide you and strengthen you so that you can leap for joy, especially in this Advent and Christmas season and beyond, and always and for the rest of your life and forever. Merry Christmas. Thanks be to God. Amen.